Unit 1, Role Play Number 1. Show the bridge to a deck cadet and explain the position of the equipment and then provide a brief description of how it is used. The situation.
The bulk carrier Port Stril is in Baltimore alongside a bulk cargo terminal. The ship is loading soybeans. Loading operations have been suspended due to rain. The officer on watch is the second mate Francisco. Since there are no loading operations, he is on the bridge making some arrangements before the ship's departure. The deck cadet, Gonçalo, who boarded the ship some hours ago, goes to the bridge to meet the second mate.
Hi, I'm the new deck cadet Gonçalo. Nice to meet you. Francisco, second mate. Nice to meet you too, Gonçalo. Is this your first time on board?
Yes, it is. I finished my degree 3 weeks ago and here I am. The chief mate told me to join you on your watch today. After the ship leaves, I'll be with him on the bridge.
Good. Now I have some spare time. I don't think there will be more loading today. It's raining heavily. Let me show you around. Here is the bridge console with all the controls for operating most shipborne systems. These screens are the two radars and the ECDIS. This is the X-band radar, and this one is the S-band. This is the AIS display, but it is also connected to this radar here. Now, here is the engine remote control, and this is the steering wheel, the gyro, and the autopilot.
And this screen here?
That is the echo sounder. We use it when we are approaching shore and, of course, navigating in the restricted waters. We use different range scales according to the depth.
Okay, I understand.
Then here are all the controls for navigation lights, alarms, ballast tanks, and others. I will explain them to you later. On each bridge wing, there are two smaller consoles, which reproduce some of these systems, that is, the engine remote control and the gyro compass. It is used when the ship is berthing and we need to see the ship approaching the quay and control it at the same time.
And when do you use the consoles on the bridge wings?
During berthing and unberthing maneuvers.
Okay.
Now, this is the chart table. We most use electronic charts, but the master wants us to use paper charts as well, when we are approaching the shore. This is the GPS and the NavTax receiver. I suggest you read some of the operating instructions, especially those which are more complicated to operate. I suggest you start with the radar manual.
And where are the manuals?
They're all here on this shelf. You can take them to your cabin, but leave a note so that we know where they are, okay? By the way, the first device you have to know how to operate is the coffee machine. There's nothing better than a coffee served by a cadet, right?
Right. I'm sure I'll be an expert soon.